this division that takes place in the world among men, the just and what the scripture calls the wicked. Okay, those who have faith and observe God's commandments, and those who are unfaithful, impious, unbelievers, and who do evil deeds. And the liturgy talks about the reward for the just and the punishment for the wicked. This is the belief, the necessary belief, really, in God the remunerator. Okay, and this comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder to them that seek him. So this is necessary for salvation. Absolutely necessary, that one believes that God exists and that he is remunerator. That's the Latin word for rewarder. But rewarding the just includes punishment for the wicked, so that God exists and that he rewards the just and punishes the wicked. This is necessary. And it is, of course, one motivation to have faith, to love God and to serve him, to observe his commandments, is because God rewards those who do so. The Alleluia verse says, "Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." There's a reward, a crown of life. We see in the first reading from the book of Revelation also that punishment is in store for those who do not have faith and those who live as enemies of God. St. John saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with the seven last plagues. For through them, God's fury is accomplished. Okay? God's fury, sometimes translated as God's wrath. This is God's justice, his just punishments for those who freely choose to reject grace, the grace of faith, and the grace to live according to God's will and in a way that is pleasing to him. I say in today's liturgy because also this is evident in the office of readings for today. This is from the second letter of the Apostle Peter. Now here's the first Pope speaking to us. The Lord indeed knows how to rescue devout men from trial, and how to continue the punishment of the wicked up to the day of judgment. Right? The wicked mentioned in St. Peter's letter are those who promote heresy, those who are have the vice of avarice and also that of lust. He says, in times past there were false prophets among God's people, and among you also there will be false teachers who will smuggle in pernicious heresies. Right? Those who abandon the truth. They will go so far as to deny the master who acquired them for his own, thereby bringing them on themselves swift disaster. Right? So the master who acquired them for his own, that is, these are Christians, who will go so far as to deny Christ. And I hate to say it, but aren't there nuns out there today who are calling themselves post-Christian? Wow. Bringing on themselves swift disaster. Their lustful ways will lure many away. Through them, the true way will be made subject to contempt. That is, those who remain faithful to Christ will be derided. They will deceive you with fabricated tales in a spirit of greed. Their condemnation has not lain idle all this time, however. Their destruction is not asleep. Did God spare even the angels who sinned? He did not. He held them captive in Tartarus, consigned them to the pits of darkness to be guarded until judgment. Nor did he spare the ancient world, even though he preserved Noah as a preacher of holiness with seven others. See there, God is sparing the just, but punishing the wicked. When he brought down the flood on that godless earth, he blanketed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in ashes and condemned them to destruction, thereby showing what would happen in the future to the godless. Okay, again, this is Saint Peter, the first pope, teaching us. He did deliver Lot, however, a just man oppressed by the conduct of men unprincipled in their lusts. Day after day, that just one, good as he was, felt himself tormented by seeing and hearing about the lawless deeds of those among whom he lived. And I know there are Christians around today who feel the same way as Lot, oppressed by the lawless deeds, right? Unjust laws. Okay. But the Lord indeed knows how to rescue devout men from trial and how to continue the punishment of the wicked up to the day of judgment. And so we have a choice. You know, every one of us has a choice to remain faithful to Christ and live in a way that is pleasing to God and thereby merit reward, or to be unfaithful, to abandon Christ in the way that he has taught us to live, and thereby really merit punishment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.